Well, if you smell a peculiar scent or something like that, they call that way. I smell a funky smell or something that way.
Maybe like a dead animal? Or?
Yeah, about a half sour or something, you know. Mm-hmm. See if it is from dead, and you see if it stinks. Mm-hmm. But we just about halfway away, see, that smells funky.
Well, what about this kind of thick, sour milk that a woman might keep around the kitchen?
Make what now?
Kind of thick, sour milk that a woman might keep around the kitchen and make things out of?
Well, I've heard of sour buttermilk or sour cream off the milk. That's not the only thing. Baked milk, I don't believe ever. Mm-hmm. What you call now, sweet milk, you're going to turn it from sweet to sour, and call it blink before it gets clabbered. Mm-hmm. Call it blink milk. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I ever heard anybody make anything out of blink milk. Mm-hmm. You always let it clabber and then try to make bread with it or what.
Well, can you make cottage cheese out of that clabber?
Well, they do. I think they make cottage cheese out of this. I think you'd have to let it clabber to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's something I don't know of anywhere about. Mm-hmm. But I do know that the cottage cheese comes from milk somehow or another. Mm-hmm. But I believe it. I believe it's the cotton cheese made out of the milk after everything's taken out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, all the butter fat and it gets sour, so sour, and they process it somehow and make it cotton cheese.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about milk, after a dairy farmer has milked his cows and everything, what do you say he has to do to the milk to get the impurities out of it?
Well, it has to use a cream separator. The only thing that I've ever separate the cream from the milk. Just and sell the cream and do something else with the milk, of course. There's no butterfat in it then.
Well, would they pour it through any kind of fine wire mesh to get some of that stuff out, you know?
Well, first from the cow they pour it through they call a strainer. There's a little bitty fine wire in the bottom and pour it through a strainer first. Get everything, say it's a little hair and thing, you know, it fell off the cow into it. Pour it through that strainer. Then run it through the separator. And the blue john, they call it milk. Blue john in. A lot of times they feed that to hogs, you know, pigs or something. But I think I think they got a place for all this stuff that now. Like you said, making this cottage cheese stuff like that. I expect they sour it up now and make cottage cheese stuff out of it.
Let me ask you about a kind of dessert that women make sometimes. It's, I don't know, I think they make it in a kind of a deep dish, and you can have sliced up fruit in it, maybe apples or peaches, something like that, and it usually has a nice thick crust on top. What would you call something like that?
Well, I really wouldn't know. Maybe a fruit cocktail or something like that.
Well, you can kind of eat this, you know, like it was a pie
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know what to call that. Really, I wouldn't know.